really starts February 8th. But at that point, it's just reported to me that Mr. Bruce was providing an extra track workout every day to a female track athlete during the last period of the day, which was his prep time. The individual making the report stated that she did not believe anything inappropriate was happening in the weight room.
So still nothing from the outset to make you think that there was anything illegal going on?
Correct. Just a misuse of a teacher's prep time in a student's study hall.
So what did you do after this was said to you?
So I was informed of this at 7:20 on that morning, and then I met with Mr. Benner directly after that at 7:50 that same day. I expressed my concern to him as well that this practice was not appropriate use of prep time, directed him to put an end to it. Mr. Benner agreed and stated that he and the athletic director, Nathan Bagley, would talk to Mr. Bruce prior to seventh period that day and put an end to it.
Do you know if this is the first time they had heard about it,
to your knowledge? I don't know for sure. He appeared to be the first time that Mr. Benner was hearing about it.
So did Mr. Benner ever follow up with you on it?
Yes. He told me later, so it wasn't until March 12th, so it was 4 weeks after it. But he did what he called a follow-up update to our February 8th conversation. And he stated in that memo that the female student was reassigned from being a teacher's aide for Mr. Bruce to being an aide for Mr. Bagley in the athletic office. The memo stated that there were quick tips on February 21st and February 26th that referenced the student and Mr. Bruce in the weight room together, and that there were rumors of an inappropriate relationship between the two. After reading the memo, I immediately called the business manager, Dave Hobaugh, which is in the office next to me, into my office, and told him I was going to call Mr. Benner and ask for clarification on the context of his memo. And within that phone conversation, Mr. Benner assured Mr. Hobaugh and me that the weight room workouts had stopped after February 8th and that he had thoroughly investigated the rumors of any kind of inappropriate relationship. He stated that his investigation showed that the rumors were simply, you know, just an exaggeration of the two being seen alone together in the weight room, and that there was nothing of any credible, information to that. And I directed Mr. Benner then to immediately inform me of any other rumors involving two individuals.
And did he ever inform you of any additional rumors?
He did not.
And still, based on the information that you had at the time, no reason to inform DCS or anybody else that there may have been anything bad going on?
No, not from the information that was given to me. And honestly, had, for what was in that memo, had Mr. Benner and Mr. Bruce actually, Mr. Bagley, actually done what they said they did, which is provide a kind of a remedy and protection for the student, you know, separate them, have the conversation with Mr. Bruce, have the conversation with her parents, then there was nothing. It should have stopped any, if there was inappropriate behavior or even the onset of that, it should have stopped that.